Praise the Lord. Praise God. For all of those that are joining right now on the live stream, welcome. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. It's a great day to be in the house of God. It's a wonderful time that we had here in worship, hearing the Word of God thus far. And I want to thank you very much for joining us. As I often say, a lot of times the view count goes up as the week goes by. So you could be watching this on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday. May the Lord speak to you directly. May you see Him and not me. Praise the Lord. We're going to go straight in the Word of God this morning from a continuation of last week. And before we do so, I'd like to start with a word of prayer. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we love You. Lord, we worship You. Lord, we love You so much. Thank You, Lord, for being here in our midst. Thank You so much, Lord, for Your presence. Lord, we thank You. We worship You. Thank You, Lord, so much. May Your name, Lord, be glorified this morning. Speak to Your people, Father. Speak to them, Lord, in a profound way. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Something just came to mind. I want to say one thing here. I hope you didn't miss it, but last week, last Sunday morning, the presence of God was strong in here. And it was so strong that, and my wife hasn't given this testimony yet because, you know, my wife might be a little bit shy. But she saw a vision of the Lord standing right there behind me during service. Praise God. And just by me analyzing things, the Lord has two favorite spots. Hope it's okay for me to say this, Lord. All right. He loves to sit right over there. Right? He's usually sitting down with two of His angels. Or He likes to stand back here and just watch everybody. This is what I come to find out. From time to time, He'll walk in between all the rows, one by one, between every single row. I make sure these rows are straight on Saturday evening when the church is being cleaned. Because the Lord is walking in between. So nothing between the rows, please. If your bulletin fall, pick it up. But nonetheless, be watchful. Be sensitive to the Spirit. You know, God is in this place. Take advantage of that. Take advantage. And for you that's watching right now on the live stream, by all means, if you are able to come and attend our services, come. You're welcome. Free admission. As I have been starting to say this, and I haven't said it in a while, but just so you know, I don't make masks mandatory. If you like to wear a mask, please wear one. Wear one. That's fine. And if you don't want to wear one, that's fine too. That's okay. People come here to receive their healing. Not to get sick. And I firmly stand on that. I mentioned this, I think, two times. I'm going to mention this one more time. Right around, I don't know if this was January or December. It was a Saturday evening. I was in my office with my wife and my child. And I was doing a Bible study, getting my sermon ready, all buttoned up for the next day, for Sunday, and it was pouring down rain. And I'm getting ready to, I don't think this is right before I was going to leave. In the middle of my study, the Lord showed up and said, "Get up, and I want you to walk around the entire building, including the parking lot, and claim the blood, and assign angels." And on the spot, I went and got my umbrella. I had a nice big umbrella. I called my wife. Wife. Grab the baby. We're going for a walk. Okay. And I went out the front door here, and I walked all the way around. So went around the building here, all the way around the bushes, right? And I think I came here on the sidewalk, and then I went through the parking lot that way to that corner, came back around in this way, and I came back inside. Pleading the blood of Jesus, assigning warrior angels. And I knew nothing about COVID, what number it is, 19, right? I knew nothing about that. I just claimed the blood. I found out about COVID-19 actually quite late because I don't watch TV. I get all my news sources from social media. I have social media accounts. So when I log in, people are posting stuff or links to news. And I'm connected to the world that way. I have a TV at home, but I don't have cable services. So it's really just there from my old apartment. But nonetheless, I wasn't aware, Lord, I put warrior angels around here for COVID-19. No, none of that. I just assigned the blood. And we haven't seen a single COVID-19 case in this congregation. You know, there are some people who might have thought they might have developed symptoms. We have heard of people, friends and families of people who have, but they were healed in Jesus' name because we prayed for them. The Lord has protected us. Praise God for that. Praise God. So nonetheless, praise the Lord. Nonetheless, we come here to receive a blessing. We come here to receive a touch from God. Expect your blessing. I say this with all sincerity, with all love, with all humility. Expect to be touched by God. Don't come here with fearful, doubtful, in between. Expect the Lord to do something great in your life. Especially when He's walking between the seats. Come on now. It goes right by you and you don't even know it. You know? Praise the Lord. To Him be the glory. So, last week I started talking about the walk of wisdom. All of us seek wisdom. And I venture to say that every single one in here, right now, and even you that's watching right now, online, you're looking from wisdom, you're looking for wisdom from God. We want to be guided by God. We want the Lord to open up the ways, and we want to know His perfect will, not His permissive will, but the perfect will of God. And to walk in wisdom requires a few things. And I mentioned those things last week, and I backed it up by a verse, but I'm not going to do that because I want to continue. It might draw out too long. But a walk of wisdom entails of humility, to walk in humility, to walk in unity, to be separated. Right? We must differentiate, we must separate ourselves from everything that's around us. We are a peculiar people, like the Bible says, right? We don't blend in, we don't mix in. We must walk in love, the love of God in you. God is love, He's the essence of love. And then the final thing that I mentioned last week was we must walk in the light. When all these things come together, it is like we have a beam inside of us. People notice it. People see it. We are in this dark world, this world that is controlled by the spirit of darkness. And now we have this light inside of us. Guess what? It's noticeable. People notice these things. And it's very important for us to have wisdom from God, because without the wisdom from the Lord, we don't move ahead. Last week, I talked about I talked about a diligent walk. And the Bible speaks about this in James chapter 1, verses 14. I don't have it on the list, but you don't have to put it up, Dion. I'm just going to read it from my notes. It says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lusts and enticed." James 1:14, if in case you wanted to turn into your Bible. And why am I bringing this verse to your attention right now? Because for one, we are going to be enticed. The enemy never has a day off. He is always after those who are on their way to heaven, who are walking in the right way. Do you think that he's diligently working super extra overtime for all of those that are heading to hell? For lack of terminology here, they're in the bag, right? So why is the enemy going to spend overtime to help those that are lost to be in that direction? They already chose that lifestyle. They chose not to be one with God. He is after us, the saints. So therefore, the Bible says that every man is tempted. Every one of us who is drawn and enticed by the lusts of this earth. And therefore, we must have a diligent walk. Now, I spoke about to observe and to see. The Bible says circumspectly, which carries an idea of diligent, accurate, precise, a precise walk, to watch every single step, to give attention to the way we walk in this world, in this earth, that we walk accurately and precisely. Not to give way. This is part of a diligent walk. And now, I want to continue with the topic here. I want to talk about a discerning walk. And before we continue here, I want to bring to your attention right now the verse that I'm elaborating on right now, based on all of this, which comes from Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Right now, we have an understanding. We have a command for us to understand God's perfect will in your life. Correct? And for us to understand God's perfect will, we must be wise. We must practice prudence. Verse 17 says, "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand when the Lord is speaking to you, when the Lord reveals things to you. Understand when the Spirit of God is moving among us. Don't let it just go over your head. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." And hence right now, the walk of wisdom of what we are talking about right now. Last week I talked about a diligent walk. This week I want to talk about a discerning walk. We are to walk accurately, meaning literally, perfectly in this world. But we are also to walk with discernment. Do you think that you can have understanding without intel? Without intelligence? Without knowing? You must be able to discern. In verses 16 right now, the Lord says that we are to redeem the time. Doesn't it say that? Redeeming the time because the days are evil, verses 16 says. The word redeeming means to buy up, to deliver from loss. Think about that for just a second. I want you to process that for just a moment. To deliver from loss. This term, it was used also in the culture from when this time was written, from the time that this verse was written, of purchasing a slave in order to set the slave free. Do you understand? Redeeming. Now, to deliver from loss, does it make a little bit more sense? Continuing on, the word time does not speak of a clock time. It's not what it means. It does not mean minute. It doesn't mean hours, days, weeks, months, or years. The word he uses here is a word that speaks of a measured allotment of time. Paul is talking about the small window of time we have in the world that we are living right now. Or in other words, we are to, pay attention right now, deliver the allotted time we have been given in this world from loss. I hope that made sense to you. I'm going to read it once again. To simplify things, this is what Paul is trying to say. Deliver the allotted time we have been given in this world from loss. This phrase speaks about our walk with our Lord, you know, if in case you're wondering. It speaks about our communion, our fellowship with our God. I have asked here several times, wouldn't we all love to know what God's perfect will is in our life? And whenever you do not know God's perfect will, that's considered a loss. You are losing out. You are missing out from God's perfect plan in your life. It challenges us to make good use of every single opportunity for doing one thing, and that is serving our Lord. Can I please have 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17? Peter says it this way. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear. Do you see that? Do you see how we are to conduct ourselves? We who are called upon God to serve Him, to be a light. And you know, the Lord our God has determined the boundaries of our lives. Every single one of us. We will not live 1 minute more or 1 minute less than the time we have been allotted by our Lord. It's extremely important that you know this. Oftentimes, the younger folks, I was about to say the younger generation, but the younger crowd, they don't think about tomorrow. I was young once, believe it or not. I was a young buck, how they say. And I didn't have a care in the world what tomorrow brings, because I thought I could take on the world. But right now, when I take a dash, a sprint from here to there, my ankles start getting sore. Oh, man, I said, what's happening? What am I feeling right now? You know, because we all age. So it's very, very important that we live our lives knowing that one day, if the Lord doesn't come, it'll come to an end. And we must redeem that time that we have here on earth in serving our Lord. But how can you do that if you don't know how? If you don't have wisdom? If you don't walk in diligence precisely with your God, as the Word of God has mentioned? So, your time in here, it's all been allotted. Every single one of us. And Job speaks about this in Job chapter 14, verses 5. It says, seeing his days are determined, the numbers of his months are with you. You have appointed his limits so that he cannot pass. You see that? We heard of cases of people who live until they're 17 years old. Potentially all of us knew someone who passed away when they were 25. We had the pleasure of meeting someone here who was the mother to our keyboard player, who lived to be 102 and still came to church. She attended church a couple of months before she passed. Yeah, sat right over there. She was almost 103, that's right. She was, what, 2 months away? Three months. 3 months away from 103. So here, God has his perfect plan in place. We could live to be 100 or just over 100, or we can live to just be just in our teens, in our 20s or 30s. We all have been allotted a time, and the Bible says that we must redeem. Because if we don't redeem it, we're going to lose it. It'll be wasted. Can I also have Job 14, same chapter, but now we're going to go down the road to verses 14. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my hard services, of my hard service, I will wait till my change comes. Job right now is referring to his time here on earth, right? Do you think if potentially you die, do you get a redo? Do you get a second chance? Lord, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Hold on a second. There's some things that I still got to do. That's not going to happen. Do you see the importance right now for us to redeem the time? Psalms 39, verses 4. Let's see what Psalms 39, 4 says. Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. That's intel. That's wisdom. David right now is asking the Lord to show him, how much time do I have? Lord, you are almighty. You hold my life in the palm of your hands. You know everything. And do you know, what is it that you commonly hear? A person receives a bad report from the doctor, right? They receive intel, intelligence. Mr. Such and Such Mr. So, you have 1 week to live. Right? In that 1 week, that person is gonna go, probably going to call that relative that he hasn't spoken to in 30 years. He's going to call this person, that person, make amends, forgive everyone, do what he always wanted to do. Some people might, if they have longer, they might take a trip somewhere. They always wanted to go, right? They always act on something. They want to make peace and amends. They do their will. This is what I'm going to do. And then sometimes they live longer, or they might, right around that time, pass away. So now that us, being a people of faith, right? Through faith we are connected with God, know that our time is already allotted. Why are we not acting towards that? And knowing God's perfect will for us to act on that behalf. In serving Him. I also want to bring to your attention this morning Psalms 104, verses 9. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. All these things share one common trait. And that is, we are allotted a time here on earth. And this is why we must walk with diligence. Walk in wisdom, knowing God's purpose in your life. Because if not, it's just a major loss. And now, the time that we have here on earth, in comparison to eternity, right? God, our Lord, is not bound with time. He's not in bondage of time whatsoever. He is in eternity right now. So this little bit of time that we have here on earth is described in the Bible as a vapor. It says that in James 4:14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. You know what that's like. A vapor could come and go potentially quicker than you can inhale and exhale. That's our life in comparison to eternity. We are here just for a few days, as Job says in Job 14:1. He says, man who is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Job says this in Job 14:1. So therefore, Pastor, you said all of this, all these things of redeeming the time and all these things that we might be mindful. What do we need to do then? We need to make the most of every single opportunity that the Lord God has placed in your way, in your life. Opportunity to do what? Take the time to pray. Do you make time, personal time, to pray to God? It's very important to speak to Him. You know, the Lord is a person just like you and I. He's a being. He's a spirit, but He's a being just like you are a being. You love fellowship. You love companion. You love friendship. You love unity. The Lord is exactly the same way. And what are we doing when we are praying? We're talking to God. We're just speaking to Him. Every morning when I open up my eyes, I look over at my wife. I look over at the crib. Everything is okay? Yes? Yes? All right. Lord, I love you. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Lord, thank you so much that today I have another hour to sleep. I needed that extra hour, Lord. Oh, Lord, I needed that extra hour. Those were the first words I said to the Lord this morning. Lord, I'm tired. I didn't have a rough week. I had a demanding week this week. I was all over the place. It's the end of the month. You know, the car business there, and the end of the month is hectic. Everybody's trying to steal a car, right? So they work you. They ring you. I've been down in North Carolina and back. By the way, the Masons say hello. They send their love. Alan Mason's his parents. Spend the night over there, one night. Was a hard week, right? And the baby's been teething overnight, so we've been sleep deprived a little bit. And that extra hour this morning, I thanked the Lord. I said, Lord, thank you, Lord. I feel great. Got a haircut? Yes. I feel even better. What am I doing? I'm speaking to God. I'm praying to the Lord. I have a message for you. Just last night, the Lord wanted me to tell you guys in a dream for you guys to start praying more. Specifically, not when you're praying for your food. I'm serious right now. We need to start praying more. I was looking at the prayer list yesterday, and there were a lot of empty slots yesterday. There were people that were praying that took two slots, were praying for an hour. There's a lot of empty slots for the prayer chain. Prayer chain happens once a month. It was happening every single Saturday when we were in quarantine. Every single Saturday. Potentially you might have forgotten. Okay. Social distancing. Shut everything down. All right. You could be here by yourself, or you could be here one there, one person there, one there, one there. That's 30 feet social distance, 40 feet social distancing there. You can come and pray. But we're not in, let's say, quarantine right now, per se, or how it was. But that's the message of the Lord for all of you here, for you that's watching right now. Let's get to praying. It's lacking right now. This is a message from God, not from me. And then he said specifically, I'm not referring about praying for the food. We're not counting that. Alone time. All right? This is from the Lord. So, I'm talking about opportunities that we are given here on earth in redeeming the time. On the very top of my list is prayer. Take time to pray. The Lord will impart wisdom on you. He will show you His will. But if you don't speak to Him, if you don't talk to Him, if you don't have a relationship with your God, how are you going to know? You won't. And you might be asking, Pastor, I'm going through this right now. I can't overcome and I can't do this. I don't know. Well, how much time do you spend just loving on God? Just praying, just speaking with Him. Genuine prayer. I'm talking about genuine alone time. What's genuine alone time? Date night. We all like to go on a date, yes? With our BFF? With our bestie? With our spouse? With our loved one? Our loved one could be our sons, our daughters, our granddaughters, our niece, our nephews, whoever. Valuable time. Alone time. Precious time. Spends precious time with your God. Pray. Speak to Him. He wants to hear from you. He does. On the very top of my list, pray. Which leads to the next thing. Take time to worship. To love on God. Just love on God. Lord, I love you. Lord, I worship you. I bless your holy name. You are wonderful. Lord, you are amazing. Lord, thank you. And then thank Him for what the Lord has done for you. For the answered prayer that you received this morning when you spoke to Him. Thank Him for that. Thank Him for what the Lord will do in your life in the future. Believe. Practice your faith. Worship the Lord. Something else. Take time to share the gospel of God. It's all over Acts, the book of Acts. What was Paul doing most of his time? Hey, dude, you want to know something? So I was on the back of my horse, back of my camp. I was going down the road to Damascus. You want to know something? A big, shiny, bright light came down. And this is what happened. How many times the Apostle Paul was sharing his testimony with somebody? With the rulers, with the leaders, with a crowd of people. And this is just what the Bible has written down. It doesn't mention all the other times when Paul potentially might have been evangelizing to the people in jail, to the people he's walking with, to the people he's selling a tent to. Paul worked. He worked. It doesn't give those details, but I already know. Right? Share the gospel. Share what the Lord has done for you in your life. We are His witnesses. We are the witnesses of the Lord, and witness what the Lord has done for you in your life. Don't keep it to yourself. This is why we must walk in the light. Be a light to the world. Share to someone what the Lord has done in your life so they will also have what you have. Bless them with what the Lord has done for you. In my line of work, in my day job, let's just say day job, they say that the best form of advertisement is word of mouth. You can see an advertisement on TV, you can hear something on the radio of this car dealership and on that car dealership, but nothing is going to speak to you more than your friend telling you about their wonderful experience they had at such and such a place. What do you think? Would you be more prone to go grocery shopping, buying a pair of shoes, a piece of attire, or an automobile from someone that you know, who you trust, opposed to an advertisement ad? You might even ask questions. Did that person do such and such and such? Did they know this? Can they help me with that? What do you think? Did that taste good? Did that fit you well? And then that person is going to give you what they think. And let it be somebody that you know, like a family member or a close friend. Wouldn't that speak volumes? The same is about your faith, your walk, your miracle, what the Lord has done for you. It's going to come much further, much stronger. It's going to hit harder when they hear it from your mouth than then when they're watching it on TV. Right? Nothing wrong. As I always say, may the Lord speak to you. May you see Jesus. And I trust that He ministers to you. But even you that's watching right now, you can have a huge impact on someone's life of what the Lord has done for every single one of you. We must share the gospel. This is part of redeeming the time. It includes that also. Continuing on. Take the time to be holy. Take the time to be like your God. Like Jesus. Try to imitate Him. I believe everything that the Bible says, right? Everything that the Bible says, I believe. But man, when I see those red letters, I really believe. They hit home. When I see those red letters right there, when the Lord is speaking in the Old Testament, and I know He's speaking, I slow down my reading. And I savor every single word. Take the time to imitate your God. When the Lord speaks, I slow down. Yes, Lord. I want to do things like how You did. I want to be just like You. take the time, needless to say, to read your Bible. And take the time to honor the Lord every single minute of your life. I've made it a habit. This is just me. If it works for you, great. I have made it a habit to continuously always say, Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for that. I'm driving down the street. Lord, I love you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. Excuse me. I'm here. Turning signal. May the Lord bless you. Lord, I worship you. I magnify your name. This is my walk. This is me. It's become a habit. Sometimes I miss it. When I'm too distracted, I'm being pulled left and right, things demand my time. When I'm done, thank you, Lord, for seeing me through this, for seeing me through that. Thank you for guiding me every minute of the day. Amen, church? Amen. Are we all still here? Yes. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Paul tells us that we should take care of the time that we are given. See to it. Because the days are evil that we live in. The word evil comes from the same word that gives us our word pornography. Pornographic. That's what the word evil here entails to. The days that we live in. The days are wicked, evil, and filled with every kind of sin. The times that we are living right now. God has placed us here to be a light to the world, a world that is trapped in darkness. We are His ambassadors, the Word of God says. You and I. Now, does that take a new meaning in your life? You knowing that you are an ambassador of the kingdom of God. 2 Corinthians 5:20, please, Dion. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, through you. We implore you in Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. You see the importance here? The importance in obliging to the Word of God. He has given us a window of time in this evil world to serve Him, walk for Him, and bring glory to His name. So, as we walk through this world, we are to recognize the evil around, as well as the opportunities that the Lord has given us to serve Him. We are to redeem those opportunities in order to make our lives count for the honor and glory of God. And you know, one thing is for sure, folks. One thing is for sure. One day, we will all leave this world. I was just having a conversation with someone just this past Wednesday night. Every single one of us are heading somewhere. All of us. It is whether you're going to go north or you're going south. But you're going somewhere. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe in it or not, it does not change the fact. The fact is, we are heading somewhere. Every single one of us. My desire and God's wish is that you head north to where our God is. When it comes to the time for you to pass away, what kind of legacy are you going to leave behind? Is the question right now. And you know, I pray that my life produces more than just a dash between two dates. I don't want it to just be a dash. I want to leave a legacy. I do. I want to buy up the opportunity that the Lord has given me, as mentioned in His Word. And I would remind you that the word redeeming refers to buying a slave in order to set that slave free. It also has the idea of saving it from loss. Saving it from loss. And you know, we are all slaves to time. Every single one of us. We are bound to time, to a period. We can either lose that time and have it be gone forever, or we can redeem that time and make it count for the glory of God. The moments of our lives either serve to glorify God or they are lost forever. And thus, they will only glorify the enemy. Let's buy up the time and deliver our moments from the tyranny of death and sin, and make every single moment and opportunity count for the honor and glory of our God. Amen, church? Amen. Praise God. This is all a discerning walk. Discerning, knowing, all part of the walk of wisdom. I was hoping I could wrap this up today, but I have one more thing to share with you, and that is the definitive walk. And I'll be wrapping all of this up. I broke it down in three different parts, and I want to make sure that you have grasped everything, you haven't forgotten anything, and I pray that the Spirit will minister to you with this upcoming week. Folks, it's very, 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 very much important that we acquire wisdom from the Lord. 2020 is a rough year to a lot of people. It's a challenging year. It's a year that the whole world was taken by storm and we did not know how to react. The Lord was with us. The Lord showed us the way. He kept us. And He wants to continue to do that because we're going to need all this wisdom for 2021. It's a guarantee. So, by all means, take some notes. If in case you want to go back to some of the things I elaborated on, it's on YouTube right now. You know, press rewind. Listen to the Spirit of God. The Lord wants the church to not walk as fools, but as wise. Amen, church? So heed to the Word of God, because we need it. Moving on to the following year, we need it. So listen and be keen to the Spirit of God. Amen? Let's conclude with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless Your holy name. We worship You, Lord. Lord, we thank You for Your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for Your Holy Word. Lord, I pray, Lord, that You will impart wisdom on us. Show us, Lord, Your perfect will. And Lord, I pray that we will yearn, that we would crave, that we would want to spend time with You. Alone time, Lord. Quality time in Your Word, in speaking to You, hearing from You, Father. And Lord, everything that You have given us, may we not just keep it to ourselves, but may we also, Lord, share with everyone who we come in contact with. After all, Lord, we are Your ambassadors. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for the answers. Thank you, Lord, for the guidance. Thank you, Lord, so much. Lord, we thank you. We have a thankful heart. Lord, we bless your holy name. Exalted, Lord, be your name this morning. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.